And now over to Dr. Maria Nucera, market analyst at ISMEA. So, in view of the initial results for this year, what do you think was the impact of the pandemic and the crisis that ensued from it? Over to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rubino. Good morning to you all. The purpose of my presentation is to try to provide you with a picture of what happened in the agri-food industry in 2020. If we could move on to the next slide, please. First of all, this sector, of course, has not been immune to the COVID crisis. However, it did not shut down completely. Agri-food has suffered from this emergency, but in a very different way, I would say, within the individual sectors themselves and between sectors. Retail sales, on the one hand, had the highest growth in the last 10 years, and they increased by more than 7% compared to the corresponding value in 2019. On the other hand, we have witnessed the collapse of the food service industry turnover, almost 40% in the first 9 months of 2019, year on year. This figure probably will further be reduced if we consider the restrictive measures that became necessary at the end of the year, starting from last fall. And this contraction had an impact, of course, also on agri-food exports that have slowed down dramatically. There was just a 1.3% increase compared to 2019, after +7% in the prior year. In this context, after years of constant increases, the production of let's say, food service industry, which is usually the most dynamic industry, and actually the food and drink industry decreased by 1.9%. I'm talking about the production index in the first 11 months of the year. And this is not due only to the drop in sales because of COVID, but this problem also comes from problems on the agricultural end, less raw materials to be processed, olive oil, let's say, and summer fruits, first and foremost. Because during 2019, as we have already underlined earlier on, agriculture, in addition to the COVID emergency, found itself having to face also abnormal climate conditions and weather patterns. According to the National Statistical Bureau, there will be a drop in added value that will exceed 6%. These are the forecasts from the National Statistical Bureau. And there were different impacts on the different sectors. In agriculture, we know quite well that floriculture has suffered from the fact that many events and ceremonies were canceled. Agrotourism has suffered massively from widespread closure, and also due to the absence of foreign tourists when then the different establishments were reopened. And some supply chains suffered more than others because not all of them were able to offset the drop in sales vis-a-vis the food and drink industry. I'm talking about also the wine production chain, the swine meat, beef cattle fisheries that depend a lot on the food and beverage industry. In this context, the confidence of farmers could not but collapse. We monitor business confidence in this domain through a panel of enterprises that we interview every 6 months concerning both phases. And then we look at the business confidence index that has dropped because of a drop in orders, but also because of then an increase in stocks. And agriculture, the business confidence is a clue to the feeling of operators regarding the current situation, which is very negative, and the future situation with a 3-year, let's say, outlook. In 2020, this has dropped, but farmers nonetheless are quite optimistic if they look at the future over the next 2 to 3 years. Also, considering the new programming of the CAP that is imminent. Next slide, please. In September of 2020, we also asked our farmers, the farmers that were part of our panel, what would be their investment intentions in the following 12 months. And we have seen that the number of farmers who are planning to invest in the next year has increased, both with respect to the last few years and also compared to the prior year, reaching 25% of the respondents. But partly this increase is due to the fact that many farmers had to go back and reconsider their investment plans in 2020, and this basically was pushed back to 2021. Earlier, Mr. Blasi was saying that agriculture needs innovative investments in precision farming, and unfortunately, we have seen through this service that there are very few farmers who are planning to invest in this specific domain. We're talking about 2% of all investments. So these kinds of investments need to be boosted in a way and pushed. The last survey that we have carried out in December, once again involving the enterprises that were part of our panel, have shown that farmers have resorted more to credit. Let's say 25% of the enterprises in our sample that includes 800 units, there has been an increase. And this increase is also confirmed by the latest data issued by the Bank of Italy, whereby the credit stock for the agricultural sector, both short and medium to long term, has increased by 1% year on year. This growth indeed does not seem too massive, but however, this credit stock has been decreasing ever since 2015, so the tide is starting to shift. And in this survey, we have asked both agricultural, let's say the agri-food enterprises, basically, what are the tools, the instruments that they believe are necessary in order to overcome the COVID crisis and also rise up to future challenges? And both entrepreneurs in both sectors, they ranked number one, instruments that are useful in order to overcome a liquidity crisis. So this is a situation that basically they were confronted with in 2020. They're asking for more subsidized loans for long-term investments and more general measures such as the deferral of tax deadlines. That's all I had to say. Thank you so much.